I'm Lynn Neary. This is Tell Me More from NPR News. Michelle Martin is out sick today. Coming up, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton visits Latin America. That's in a few minutes. But first, a terrible pre-dawn earthquake in Chile this past Saturday has damaged more than 1 million buildings and killed more than 700 people. Reporter Annie Murphy is on the ground in the port city of Talcahuano, scene of some of the worst damage. Thanks so much for joining us, Annie.
Thank you.
Give us a sense of what it's like there. How badly is the city damaged?
It's a mess. A lot of the buildings are still intact, but what really did a lot of damage here, I mean, a lot of the buildings are also not intact, but what did most of the damage here is the sea. There was a huge swell. Some people are calling it a tsunami. Some people are just calling it a sea rise. It's hard to get a big read on what it was exactly, but the sea entered almost a kilometer into the city. So it's just mud and trash, dead animals, people scavenging in the wreckage. Right now, you can see the military is in town. There's some shots that were just fired. We're in the Central Plaza. It's just very chaotic, unorganized. No one seems to know what to do. A lot of people are worried that there's going to be another surge in the afternoon.
Now, the mayor of Concepcion yesterday criticized the federal government's response to the earthquake, saying that the key first 24 hours were just lost. Why? What did the government fail to do during that key time?
It seems that the government just wasn't here during that time. The military arrived yesterday afternoon around the same time that I arrived from Uruguay, so it took them a very long time to get here. And in that time, people just had no idea where to go. They didn't know if they should go back to their homes. They didn't know if they should try to leave the city. It's just everyone kind of trying to figure out what to do themselves. And what has actually been the strongest structure here, it seems like, are neighborhoods, people's families, and, you know, just local people.
So it sounds like people are pretty frustrated with the government response.
They're incredibly frustrated. They feel forgotten. They feel abandoned.
Now, yesterday there were also instances of looting in Concepcion. How's the government responding to that, and how bad is that situation?
That's why the military is here. The military was sent in to keep control of the looting. It seems like it's better today in the main squares. You have a military station, then in front of department stores, things like that. People are really, on one hand, they're glad that there's a little more order, but they also are feeling a lot of rage because the government, their first response as of now, has been to send military without any provisions. So they're seeing some order in their towns, but they're not seeing any food, water, or other services.
So all of those sort of basic services are limited or non-existent? I mean, are people getting food and water or at all?
People are getting some water. Again, neighborhood groups have come together and, you know, cracked open fire hydrants, things like that. Food, people are subsisting off what they had in their homes. A lot of people are talking about just making biscuits out of flour. Here in Talcahuano, there was a company that made flour that the earthquake destroyed, so people went there and salvaged flour from that, and they're frying that up into biscuits, but people have very little right now.
Where are people living? Where are people sleeping?
Wherever they can. If someone has a family member whose house is still intact, because many of them have been ruined, a lot of people are crowding into those homes. Sometimes people don't have anywhere to go, or they're too afraid to go inside, so they're sleeping outside. It's really cold right now. I'd say it's probably about 50 degrees outside. So it's kind of catch as catch can right now. A lot of people in their cars, if they have cars.
Tough situation. And this comes just after last month's terrible earthquake in Haiti, but there's been relatively less destruction and loss of life in Chile. Why is that?
First of all, the construction in Chile is much sturdier. Chile is obviously a much more developed country than Haiti in that sense. And people also are accustomed to earthquakes here. This is a very large earthquake that happened, but people are used to having earthquakes occur over the course of a year, so they know what to do. They know that after an earthquake, if you live on the coast, the sea is probably going to rise. They go inland. They look for high ground.
So now that the military is there, what's expected to happen within the next, you know, couple of days?
And, you know, I expect that they're going to bring food, water, try to get up telecommunications again, try to set up makeshift housing. I spoke to the military this morning, and the captain that I spoke to said these were all plans that they had, but he couldn't give me dates or times or locations that they were going to do it. It seemed like they were very fresh on the ground and trying to figure out what their plans were as well.
How are people on the ground there learning about what's going on? What's the situation with radio, television, communications?
On the local level, there's one radio station in Concepcion, which is operating, called Radio Bio Bio. That's where most people are getting information from. But that radio is spending most of their time actually broadcasting names of people, like local people that are looking for family members. In terms of information from outside, there's no information. Everyone I've been interviewing, when I go out into the street and people realize that I'm foreign press, everyone is asking, what is going on? What are they saying in the capital? When can we expect supplies? No one has any information here, really, from outside.
Reporter Annie Murphy from Talcahuano, Chile. Annie, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.